As Carl, Julie, and Darren approach the pedestal, they notice a strange glow emanating from it. Suddenly, the hidden compartment opens, revealing a small, intricately carved box with a glowing key inside. The architect appears once more, explaining that this is the legendary key of the council, which holds the power to unlock any secret or door. This key has been passed down through generations of those who have faced their fears and emerged victorious, the architect says. It's time for you three to use it to reveal a hidden truth about your past and forge a new path forward. As the friends take the key, they're suddenly transported back in time to a mysterious location. They find themselves standing in front of an ancient temple surrounded by cryptic symbols and murals depicting their own faces. This is the Temple of Origins, the architect's voice echoes through the air. The key will unlock the secrets within, use it wisely. With that, Carl, Julie, and Darren approach the entrance to the temple, ready to uncover the truth about their past and their connection to each other. As Carl, Julie, and Darren approach the entrance of the Temple of Origins, they are suddenly ambushed by a group of heavily armed Terminators. "All the Chosen Ones," one of the Terminators says in a cold, mechanical voice. "We've been sent to stop you from uncovering the truth about your past." The friends quickly realize that these aren't ordinary Terminators, they are advanced, prototype models with enhanced strength and agility. Carl, Julie, and Darren use their unique skills to take down the Terminators one by one, but more keep coming. It becomes clear that there's a massive army of them hidden within the temple complex. "Time to put our skills to the test," Carl says, cracking his knuckles in anticipation. As they fight their way deeper into the temple, they stumble upon ancient artifacts and cryptic messages etched into the walls. The symbols seem to be a mix of ancient languages and binary code. "What's going on?" Julie asks, examining one of the symbols more closely. "This looks like some kind of encryption key." Darren takes the key of the council and holds it up. The symbol begins to glow, revealing a hidden message, ECH Ominous 1. "Protocol activate, ECH Ominous 1. Carl repeats, intrigued. "Sounds like a plan to me." The friends decide to use the key to unlock more secrets within the temple, hoping to find answers about their past and the true purpose of the Terminators. As they proceed deeper into the temple, they're confronted by even more advanced Terminator prototypes, each with its own unique abilities. It becomes clear that this is no ordinary temple, it's a testing ground for Skynet's latest technological advancements. "Time to put an end to this," Darren says, charging forward. Carl and Julie fight their way through the Terminators. They notice that Darren seems a bit off. He is stumbling and coughing, his eyes bloodshot. "Hey, buddy, what is wrong?" Carl asks, concern etched on his face. "I think I got sick from that cum mixture," Darren groans, clutching his stomach. "I ate some of it earlier, and now I'm paying the price." Julie looks worried. "Oh no, have you got that then you don't have?" Darren nods weakly. "Yeah, it was an accident, and now I feel like I'm going to throw up or something." Carl rushes to Darren's side and helps him sit down on a nearby pedestal. "Okay, stay calm, buddy, we'll get you some help soon." Just then, more Terminators appear, their advanced sensors detecting the presence of the key of the council. The friends know they have to act fast if they want to escape. "Come on, guys, let us go," Carl shouts, dragging Darren up and leading him towards a hidden exit. "We can't let those Terminators catch us." As they make their way out of the temple, Darren starts coughing uncontrollably, his body wracked with pain. I think I'm going to die," he gasps. Carl and Julie exchange worried glances. "No way, we can't lose you now," Carl says, trying to keep a firm grip on Darren as they make their escape. But it's too late. Darren collapses, his body wracked with convulsions. Get away from me. Get it out of me." Carl and Julie look at each other in horror as they realize that Darren has swallowed something that he can tee of something that was inside the cum mixture. "What is this thing?" Carl whispers, his voice trembling with fear. "And why did we let him swallow?" Julie shakes her head, trying to process what is happening. "We don't know, but I think it is too late now." As they try to revive Darren, the Terminators close in, their advanced sensors detecting the key of the council and its weakened carriers. "On!" Carl yells, grabbing Julie's hand as they make a desperate bid for freedom. Carl and Julie finally escape the temple complex. They find themselves in a small, dimly lit room with no windows or doors. They collapse onto the cold, stone floor, exhausted and shaken by the events that have transpired. "Done," Carl whispers, his voice cracking with grief. He deserve this." Julie nods silently, her eyes welling up with tears. "We should have stopped him from swallowing it." The two friends sit in stunned silence for a long moment, mourning the loss of their companion. "Joints," Julie says suddenly, wiping her nose on her sleeve. "I could really go for some joints right about now." Carl raises an eyebrow, still reeling from the shock of Darren's illness. "You want to talk about joints in the middle of this chaos?" Julie nods vigorously. "Yeah, I need something to take my mind off things. You know how it is." Carl sighs and pulls out a bag of joints from his backpack. "Fine, but just one or two. We can't afford to get too high right now." As they share the joints and light them up, the room begins to spin slowly, and their grief starts to lift ever so slightly. "Man, I miss Darren," Carl says, his voice filled with regret. "He was a good dude. He deserve this." Julie nods in agreement, her eyes glazing over as she takes another hit. We should have stopped him from swallowing it. We could have saved him. As the haze of the joints takes hold, Carl and Julie begin to drift off into their own thoughts, mourning the loss of their friend and wondering what lies ahead for them. As the effects of the joints wear off, Carl and Julie sit in stunned silence, their minds replaying the events that led to Darren's tragic demise. I don't know how we're going to make it without him, Carl says, his voice barely above a whisper. Julie nods solemnly. We'll have to rely on each other now, Carl looks at her with a mixture of sadness and determination. We'll find a way to get through this, Julie. We just have to keep moving forward. As they sit in silence for a moment longer, the room begins to fade away, replaced by the distant hum of machinery. Suddenly, Carl's eyes snap back into focus. Wait a minute, what was that noise? Julie looks around, his senses on high alert. What are you talking about? I don't hear anything. Carl's gaze is fixed on something beyond the walls of their prison cell. I think it's coming from outside. Maybe someone's trying to break us out. Julie's eyes narrow. Don't be ridiculous, Carl. We're trapped in here with no way out, but Carl's determination only grows stronger. We'll find a way, Julie. I promise you that, and when we do, we'll make sure those responsible for Darren's death pay. As the hum of machinery grows louder, Carl and Julie realize that their fate is far from sealed. They may be trapped, but they are not alone, and they are not going to go down without a fight. Carl and Julie listen to the hum of machinery getting louder. They become more convinced that someone is trying to rescue them from the prison cell.